Andy, if I could start with you first. Obviously, joining Jack has received a lot of support and publicity. If you could just tell the listeners a tiny bit about how this all started.
My son Jack was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy in October 2011. From there, we were given the option to kind of sit back and let this unfold, or you know, get the people together, get the good friends that I've got around me, and see what we could do. I can't sit back and watch my little boy deteriorate in front of me. So we set up the charity with Stuart from BD2. We set up a great website, which is joiningjack.org, and came up with the logo and the JJ salute, it's been called now. And we're in a good place as far as the charity is concerned.
And what are you hoping to achieve? What are the goals?
The two aims of the charity is awareness of Duchenne muscular dystrophy and to raise funds that go directly into research or trials. Basically to save lives. You know, we're not a set of people that will kind of look to take anything out of the charity in any way. Everybody that stepped forward is doing this on a voluntary basis. And like I say, every single penny that we raise will go towards research or trials for Duchenne.
Now, you've been joined here in Dubai, you know, by a host of big sporting names. You've got Sean Edwards, Andy Farrell, Chris Radlinski, you know, massive names in the game of rugby. How good has it been that, you know, you've been able to call upon the support of your friends from the game to help with this?
Yeah, ex-teammates of mine and you know, the viewed by the world as sporting legends, but to me, the good friends and... you know, it was never in doubt that they would step forward. As you know, if it was the other way around, it would be exactly the same. So, you know, I'm thrilled to bits that they're on board and, you know, they're trying to help the family out and trying to help children with Duchenne.
Sean, if I could come to you. Obviously, I know you're delighted to be able to help with this. But we were talking earlier about if this is a rare illness, if it's a rare disease, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I don't think it is that rare. I mean, 1 in 3,500 people, young boys, should I say, you know, that's not a rare disease at all. I think, as regards chromosomes defects in the developed world, it's the most common disease which is out there at the moment. So, it's something that, you know, obviously we want to save Jack's life, but we want to save other children's lives as well. And you know, if we can find a cure, you know, a little bit like they've done, or even slow the process down to elongate the life and the quality of life, like they've done with HIV, like they've done with many other diseases, you know, if we can get the funds provided for these scientists, you know, to do that extra research,